Have you heard? Have you heard? No? Have you heard? Has anybody told you? Have you heard yet? Have you heard? Say, oh my gosh. Well, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Are you hungry? I am famished. So sit down and pull up a seat. Stay a while while I tell you all about it. If you change your mind about wanting something to eat, just let the innkeeper know, because all are welcome at this table. That's the way this inn is run. Oh, now back to my story. How can I tell this so that you'll understand? Have you ever had this happen to you? You've been working hard all day. You're dog tired, bone tired. So you call it quits for a while. And you slump down under a tree or against a rock, and you just sit there in a daze, maybe for a half hour or so. And all this time, your eyes are wide open, looking straight ahead or looking someplace, but you're so tired, and your eyes go glassy, and you don't see a thing, nothing. Then little by little, you begin to come back to yourself, and then your eyes begin to focus again, and all of a sudden, you find out you've been looking at something the whole time, except now you really see it. Like one of the lambs, maybe, that's got its foot caught under the rock, or the moon scorching a hole through the clouds. It was there all the time, and you were looking at it all the time, but you didn't see it until just now. Well, that's how it was tonight. Like finally coming to. Not things coming out of nowhere that had never been there before, but things just coming into focus that had always been there. And such things. The other shepherds and I were out watching the sheep. You know, it's what we do. We're shepherds. That's what we do. We watch sheep. And actually, the sheep had been pretty well settled in for the night, and we were just getting ready to put out our bedrolls when suddenly the sky lit up. It was like lightning, but it was more than lightning, because it was more than just that flash that comes. The light brightened the whole sky, and yet you could still see a star here and a star there. For me, coming out of my exhausted stupor of staring straight ahead, the air wasn't just emptiness anymore. It was alive, and we all just stood there. I dropped my bedroll. I was so startled. In fact, it was terrifying to have this happen. I was frozen to the spot where I was standing. I could not move. Then we noticed in the midst of all that brightness was what I'd have to say. I'd have to say it was an angel. Now, I've never seen an angel before, but if I were going to say what an angel looked like, it looked like what we were seeing. Whatever it was apparently from God. And I'll show you why. I'll tell you why. Just hang in there. Have something to drink. Because the angel spoke to us. First, the angel said, "Do not be afraid." To which I wanted to say, "It's a little too late for that, angel of the Lord. Ah, you have already terrified me. But do go on, please, now that my heart is back in my chest." Then the angel said, "I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." I wanted to say, "Could you repeat that, please? Maybe you regularly get angel visitors, but I do not. And we have a Savior? Isn't that what the angel said? A Savior? The Messiah? The Lord? This angel was telling us that the Messiah was here." I kid you not. Really, it's what the angel said. But then the angel says, "The sign is we will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." This is where I got the angel lost me a little bit. The sign is a baby? Does this mean the Messiah is a baby? Or just a sign of the Messiah? I really needed some more information, to be truthful. Now, the one time I really wondered if this angel was legitimate was when the angel said the child would be in a manger. A manger. Can you imagine? A feeding trough. The sign for the Messiah, depending on how you interpreted the angel, would be in a manger in Bethlehem. Talk about in the backwaters. Doesn't that just sound a little suspicious to you? Well, before I could ask anything, there was suddenly with the angel messenger more brightness everywhere, dipping and wheeling like a flock of birds. And no, we weren't drinking anything. And what you always thought was silence stopped and turned into the beating of wings, thousands and thousands of them. And suddenly there were all these backup singers for the angel, like a choir. What a sound it was. It was overwhelming, but also the most beautiful music I had ever heard. They were singing, "Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. Goodwill to those with whom God is pleased." I could have listened to that angel chorus all night. Now, I know that all sounds unbelievable and that I have been known to spin a yarn or two. Get it? Shepherd spinning a yarn. I crack myself up. But I am telling you the truth. This is true. Ask the other shepherds. For just as suddenly as the sky lit up and the angel appeared, they were all gone. The sky was dark again, except for the twinkling stars. It was like nothing had ever happened. Who would believe us now? We took a moment. We looked at each other as if to say, "Did you see that? Did you hear that?" We were nodding at each other. And since we all saw and heard the same thing, we decided there must be something to this. So there we were standing in this middle of this field, trying to take all of this in. You know, shepherds were not the fastest ones cart in the on the road here. And I can still see us standing there. The squinty-eyed one who always complained about sore feet. The little sawed-off guy who could outswear a Roman. The young one who blushed like a girl. And we all tore off that across that muddy field. We had just had to know, was it really true? Or did we just imagine all of this? So we ran to Bethlehem, and we aren't used to running. And we went to the inn, and the innkeeper was shushing us, worried that we would wake his guests. And when he told us that there was a family in the back in the stable, we thought, this has to be them. So we quietly opened the stable door. Well, as quiet as a stable door can open. Why don't they ever oil those things? Anyway, we stepped in quietly. The mother looked up startled and a little frightened. The father looked ready to defend his little family. But I stepped forward, speaking quietly, and took a deep breath, thinking, they're never going to believe this. But I told them about the sky and the angel and the message and the chorus singing and how all that led us to them. Remarkably, at least that's how it seemed to me, remarkably, they relaxed. Mary motioned for us to come forward. It's like they did believe us. So we carefully stepped toward the manger. Now, you have to know, we were a raggedy bunch, not exactly fit for this baby's first visitors, whether he was the Messiah or a sign of the Messiah or just another baby. We were muddy, and we had a distinct aroma of sheep and dirty bodies. And I'm not talking about the sheep there. But there we were. It was true. what the angel had said was true. And there he was, so tiny, all wrapped up in swaddling clothes, just like the angel said he would be. And the mother, whose name I think was Mary, and the father, Joseph, both just, they looked exhausted. So we didn't stay long. We said goodbye and stepped out of the stable, hoping that they could all get some rest. And now here I am at this table, having a good meal, telling everyone I can about what God has done in that stable. It has to be a God thing. How else do you explain angels in the sky? Now, I realize I am not the most reliable messenger, but it seems to me we are the ones God chose, my buddies and I. God chose us to bring the word that our Savior, the Messiah, has arrived. You know, my friends, the squinty-eyed one who always complained of sore feet, the little sawed-off one who could outswear a Roman, the young one who blushed like a girl, and me, the teller of the tallest tales. It's not quite how we pictured the coming of the Messiah, but who can tell the ways of the Lord? And you know that is who is behind it, the Holy One. This cannot be the work of any human. I've been giving some thought as I was coming back to the inn as to why God would have angels come to a bunch of shepherds out in a field. I think God is doing a new thing with this Messiah, because the angel said this is good news for all people, and that it's not going to be about who is outside God's favor, something the teachers of the law of our faith have been quite good at telling us. No, God's new thing is about bringing everyone into God's favor, inviting everyone to the table, like this innkeeper. If God would trust us with this message of good news, then God is already marking a new day. A day when shepherds are the proclaimers of God's message, and a young woman in a stable is giving birth to the Messiah. That's a great hope for those of us who've always been on the short end in the standards of the world. Yes, God wants us all at this table to feast on love and hope. Now, I don't know much of Scripture because I don't read or write, but I remember one verse I memorized as a child. It comes from the great prophet Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Yeah. Well, I think those sheep need some shepherds again. Our sheepdogs are good, but, you know, we all need a good shepherd, don't we? Peace on earth and goodwill to each of you. Amen.